At the second boardwalk, take a minute to look around the floodplain. You've now come off the uplands, and you're actually in the floodplain of Nasawanga Creek. Although it's likely to be dry when you visit, there are times when this floodplain is completely underwater, and it can be anywhere from ankle deep to knee deep. And that serves an important function. It provides an area for the water to expand outwards, and it eliminates flooding downstream. These swamps and floodplains absorb and hold water, and then slowly release it. So when you do have natural flooding events, you don't have massive floods downstream. It's naturally regulated. And at the same time, it provides nutrients and deposits fine sediments into the floodplain that then fertilize the area and make it so rich, and thus the lush greenery that you see around you. And when you get down and you're standing on the boardwalk, if you look around, the large pine trees that you see are loblolly pines, which we mentioned before in the plantations. However, this is a more natural setting for loblollies, scattered like this throughout the floodplain, as opposed to growing in perfectly straight, long rows in the uplands.